Good morning or good afternoon to you. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question. The number you can call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and Ben gets those calls after the first break. I want to tell you about the free teleclass. We're having one coming up on the third week of July that will be on the website very shortly. And this is a part of the series that we're doing the whole year. Free teleclass every third Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. And part of it was a guidance, inspiration that I got from my guides to gather people from all around the world. If you happen to be busy that night, you can listen to the rebroadcast later. And this is where we are gathering. I'll be talking about what's the energy shifts, the current energy shifts that are happening, how you can deal with them with more grace and ease, as I say, rather than kicking and screaming. And then we do an attunement. So the next one coming up is the third week in July, Tuesdays, it usually is, from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. But you can listen to the last ones, the Creating New Pathways for Empowering Yourself. All of that information, the call-in number and the pin-in number, is on the website. As soon as you pull up the event page, it's right the first thing that you see. We also are doing the money readings, the gold coin readings, which are only $40. And I tell people that they continue to fascinate me because every single person is different where they hold blocks for receiving money. And it absolutely fascinates me where in their energy field, why, the who's, what's, where's, why's. And so with each reading, you get a tape, you get special attunements, and you get a clearing. So it's not only a reading. We're doing a clearing and a balancing at that time. So you get a clean slate, open tubes, open pathways to create money instantly. And I've been hearing some unbelievably amazing results of people getting jobs the next day as far as trust funds that have been held up or estates held up for years and years working out within a week. Just amazing stories. And I'm not saying it's me. I'm saying it's energy being blocked because everything is energy. So there's an energetic solution to everything. So if you have blocks for money in particular, the money reading, gold ring, maybe gold coin reading is what you want to look at. And the full story you could read, which is kind of interesting, is in the newsletter. So it's in a message from Carrie. Off to the left side of the web page that you could read the whole story of why I even did it in the first place, what the results were, and how we gave birth to that. And in August, we are going to be doing a class, and it's probably going to be in the middle of August, on the gold coin readings that I've been doing. And it's a class on how to work with the tools that I've also been given to share with everybody to be able to have you be in that more receptive mood to receiving money in particular. This is a concentration on money. And really realizing that energy is money and money is energy. So when we change our attitude about money, then we open up to receive more. So those are the gold coin readings. They're only $40, and you get a lot of people are really signed up for them. It does take about 5 weeks to do it because they are so popular, but it's well worth it. And I always remind people that when you're waiting for this 5 weeks, I'm doing energy work on you. So it's like getting 5 weeks worth of, or 3 to 4 weeks, 5 weeks at the top, of energy work. So every time I sit down to do whatever I do, I'm putting that energy cleansing out to everybody. So it really is worth it that you sign up and you wait a while because you're getting the healing, the balancing during that whole time as you're waiting for your readings. So people like that and they're feeling it. And they said, how come I could, I'm already feeling the shift and you haven't even done the reading yet? And that goes back down to everything is energy. And so when I start working on one person, my intention is going out to everybody that signed up for one. So it does open up people, and they do start noticing shifts before I physically get to them and that they hear where they hold their blocks. So that's all the information on the gold coin reading, and you could read all the further information in the newsletter. And I do encourage you to read the newsletter because it really is kind of fascinating. It's interesting. We also have the free teleclass of opening our hearts to create heaven on earth now. As I said before, that's the theme that I heard my guide, Jesus in particular, say that this year of 2011 is all about opening our hearts and creating heaven on earth now, to be able to go past duality, go past fear and the chaos that's really around us a lot right now. And so as soon as we're able to adjust do what I call like a soft guy kind of energy. Literally get your energy field stop from bending forward. Then you can start seeing things very differently. Things start literally becoming very soft and very wavy, hazy wavy, because everything is energy. And we make it solid by our rigid opinions and our fears make it solid. So the more we open up our hearts, we can create heaven on earth now. And this is a master year. And we are in the middle of an eclipse period right now that started on June 1st, and then the third one was on July 1st. And you can feel the effects of eclipse for up to a month. And so seeing that the last one was a series of three was on July 1st, we are still feeling that all the way up to August 1st. And so meaning that things can be intensified, electrical things can go off, feelings can be intensified, fears can be intensified. So, and the sun in particular, because it was too solar, is connected to father, male, and energy, and there was a lunar eclipse stuck in between there. So we're in a really sandwiched time right now, which the guide showed me that June and July was very, very significant in this year, right? And what we're doing is, think of it, I always talk about elevators. It's like we're going from elevator three, which represents the 3D reality of separation, of fear, of chaos, and we're going up to elevator five. We're going right up to five, which is the fifth dimensional energy, which things are much more clearer, where you can see things with a much softer eye, where you see the connection with everything. And so there's a real invitation to get up to that fifth dimensional energy. And so there's like a step up to it. So the more we direct our energy, the more we can feel the shift and being able to work with the energy instead of working against it. So all of that information is coming up in further classes and talks and in the opening your hearts to create heaven on earth now. We do have the next Mini Light Stream Live is on July 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You could join anywhere in the world. Everyone is guaranteed a reading. We go in a circle. We limit it to 8 to 10. And everyone gets a reading. And so people that call in, if it's a good time for you to be first, you're first. If it's if you live on the West Coast and it's better for you to be toward the latter end of the sessions, then we will do that. And sometimes people decide to stay on the whole time. And so the Mini Light Stream Lives, again, everyone gets a reading. We are sitting in a circle when we're here in person. And people like to hear other people's reading, and not in the being nosy factor, but they learn from other people's readings. They learn from the answers or the conversation I have with other people. They can take information on. So a lot of times people decide to stay on the phone. So either in phone, on person, the next one is July 22nd from 6 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. You have to register for that. It usually does get busy and packed, and people really like that. They bring family, friends, and all that stuff. And so we have dates for those all the way to December. So I don't believe the July one is booked yet, but it's getting pretty close to it. And so if you didn't make it there, we have one on August 19th, September 23rd, 28th, October 28th, and you could just look at the Internet, and you could arrange it with your friends to come and or do it on the telephone. So those are the Mini Light Stream Lives that we do once a month. It's usually on a Friday. It's always on a Friday, actually. And it's toward the middle to the latter part of the month, and it's from 6 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And, again, we could always work with the times with you if you live elsewhere in the country. We also have the gatherings, and we have those set up all the way to December, too. And that's usually in the first Friday of the month from 7 to 9 p.m., where I'll talk to you about the shifts that are happening. I give mini readings to each participant to see how they're handling the energy, to give them tools to be able to go through these transitional periods with much more grace and ease instead of, again, the kicking and screaming energy that a lot of people are feeling right now. People are really feeling ups and downs. It's like feeling like they're riding on the back of a motorboat with no water skis there. So they're feeling like the shakinesses that are going on right now. So the gatherings, it's for that word. We gather together with our intention of opening our heart and clearing out the fears and being able to create a strong grounding cord to consolidate your energy so you're able to navigate through this time of change and be the bridger, be the follower, be the forerunner. So those are the gatherings. And, again, I talked about the free money class that we have coming – I mean the money class that we have coming up, and a lot of stuff happening. So the best thing that you can do is to sign up for the free newsletter that is available for you, and you could get all the up-and-coming events, the free teleclasses, all of those kind of things. And for the month of July, we are doing $40 off. So think of July 4th. Wendy, my assistant, came up with this. $40 off. This is going to be really easy for reading 30 minutes and longer. So 30 minutes, 45-minute readings, hour and a half readings, $40 off. So that's the 40 for the whole month of July. We're doing that. And that is for the in-person readings or on telephone, $40 off for 30 minutes and above. And so that is the special of August. I need to, August. I'm already jumping to August of July. And usually I do some sort of special. It could be an essential oil to introduce people to or some money off on a reading as part of my give back that is creating heaven on earth with you, for you guys this year. And so listen to those give backs or those breaks that you get on things in the beginning of the month. And usually Wendy does put it on the internet somewhere. So sometimes you have to look around for it or look at the newsletter, that kind of thing. And again, $40 for 30-minute readings and above, 30, 45 minutes, hour and a half, in person or on telephone. And if you make it for August, you still could get the 40. Some people are getting smart and they're saying, I want a reading in August, and they make the appointment early. So you can do that, too. So you listen to the Kara Conn Show. We're going back with open phone lines, and we'll be back in a few. Listen to the Kara Conn Show.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Kara Conn Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we have open phone lines, so you can call right now, 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. 930-2819. And I was talking earlier before we went to the break about the a lot of the shifting that's going on, going from elevator 3 to elevator 5. And some people say, what's elevator 4, Carrie? So consider elevator 4 as like a buffer elevator. Some indigenous tribes talk about that the fourth dimension is like the void. And so there's all different thoughts with it, but think of it as a buffer between us. So we can, as we go up to that fifth dimensional energy, it gives us a break so we don't get pulled into the 3D, into the drama, into the fear so much. And so that's why I like to use easy analogies like the elevator analogy, because what we literally are doing is shifting, and people are feeling it. Even I've noticed some of my clients that have been like the drag-along clients, those that come with their husbands or wives with the session and they really don't understand what's going on. But when I talk basic to them and say that everything is energy, then they start remembering in fourth and fifth grade that their fourth and fifth grade teacher reminded them that everything is energy, down to trees, down to rocks. And so when we go and remember that and realize that there's an energetic solution to everything and that we energy can never be destroyed, think of nuclear waste. We don't know what to do with it. Then they all of a sudden, it's like this light bulb appears in their head, and they say, oh, I have an idea. Maybe this isn't as hokey-pokey weird as I originally thought that it was. It makes sense on a practical level when you look at energy that wise. And so here we're in this period of rebirthing that happens in the Earth every, some people say 26,000 years. But what I see is the Earth is constantly recreating itself. Or if you think of the word creator as God's source creator, creator constantly creates. And so there's times and periods where creator can be looking like they're creating a whole new palette for us. It's like symbolically I'm seeing like a whole new sheet of paper, and we are stepping into that co-creative posture, meaning that we're being encouraged to be the creators that we are, the God forces that we are, and to start creating a world that we want to see. And so we have an opportunity to step beyond fear, step beyond this energy of the 3D that has a real lot of fear. It has like this energetic, what I see as a straitjacket, where the defense mechanisms where we've created since we were so young, we're then programmed by our parents, our grandparents. And so this is a freedom period. And this is the month of July. It's all about freedom, 4th of July, especially in the States. But this is about freedom for everywhere, no matter where you live in the States and in the world. That we have an invitation to be free. Free from what? Free from our ego, free from our fears, free from our head, free from being human doings instead of human beings. And a friend of mine had a simple procedure done, and the last couple of weeks, she doesn't have any living family, and me and my kids are her really only living family. And she's really teaching me what unconditional love is and what a being of service is, because she's in ICU and they don't really know if she's going to make it or not. And so I really have been experiencing the walking through the energies of giving a preview of seeing that June and July is a tough month for everybody, then experiencing that personally with my own friend, and then having witnessed the ups and downs of having somebody in critical care where one day they're up and then they're in critical care, they're down, they're making it, they're not making it. And so in being able to hold, not tap into the energy of the fear, not tap into the draining energy of it all, of just the emotions of going up and down all around, to literally open up your heart and create space and just allow somebody to have their healing process and really let go and decide whatever way they decide healing, because we are eternal, we are immortal, even being willing to let go of a family member, friend member. And so all of us are doing like this versions of mini deaths is what we're looking at. And so sometimes it might be a physical death. I've heard of more people having these odd accidents or odd things happening to them, more and more younger people, whatever. And part of that is a physical death experience. Other people are experiencing it as an emotional death or death of a job, a death of a relationship. And so this period of dying is part of the birthing process. You could look at it as death and our energy contracts and we get all afraid, or we can look at it as a process of the circle of life. It's like we're constantly in the circle of life and rebirth and rebirthing ourselves. And sometimes we are met up with challenges that could be very life-altering and life-challenging. But when we understand ourselves as energetic beings, as piece of God's source creator, and that energy never is destroyed, and even if we lose our physical body, we still go on, then we start having a total different attitude about life, because then we can stop becoming human doings and we can really start living, because most of us have been programmed to be human doings. And energetically, I've been watching it over the last couple of years that people are starting to bend forward, more forward and angle, and not only walking, like running at this 45-degree angle through life. And so that means we don't see the flowers that just bloomed. We don't see these beautiful birds that just go by. And it looks like people are symbolically getting this, like fish bowls around their head, or they look like these astronaut things around people's head, especially this year. And again, a lot of times when I see something symbolically, it's a defense mechanism that we create to kind of block out the static of everybody's staticky energy that's happening right now. But what we forget is that it blocks out the flow. Then it keeps us in our own gerbil rides. Or I was talking to this alternative health care person over the weekend, and she was saying that our minds are the biggest drama kings or queens. It's not only is the mind into drama, but it's a drama king and queen. So the mind likes to exaggerate everything and make everything very, very big. And so when we are able to step back and have, like, no mind, no emotions, and not get into the emotions, feeling energy is very different. I say that a lot. When I look at energetically, that we're learning how to tap into feelings, when you look at it energetically, it looks totally different. It has symmetry to it. It looks like watching beautiful music or hearing beautiful music. And this is what we're evolving to, tapping into our feelings. When we get into our emotions, it's energy in motion. And a lot of times it's very staticky. It looks like static electricity. It is all charged, and it's mostly our cellular post-traumatic stress, our stories, our his or her stories. And so we're in this birthing period of being able to step away, like unzip from our stories, and to start creating new stories for ourselves. And the new stories we're invited to do is to have be in a much more empowered posture, to look at ourselves from that fifth elevator, is to look at ourselves beyond limitations. We are immortal. We are we are limitless. We are infinite potential and possibilities. And that's with the money readings. What fascinated me was how deep I would watch legs and tubes going off the tubes of a theme that the person would be blocking, and how deep it would go, and would even include other lifetimes, or if you don't believe in past life, just think of it with such a core belief system of, let's just use an example of self-worth, that they weren't worth it, or that they absolutely will, if they have money, it would mean that they would not be accepted by their tribe, by their family, the members, that they'd think that they were too fancy or that kind of deal. And many people have it. It shakes up their security. So here we're in this birthing time. Here we're in this process where we're being encouraged to let go, to strip away, to face our worst fears and nightmares in some way, and to still go on and still not go into our defense mechanisms. And so we're literally creating a new earth now. And so I can see where we have this creating new, creating heaven on earth right now in the midst of when it could not look too heavenly. And so it's affecting each and every single one of us. There's not one person on the face of this earth that's not faced on this earth right now that's not being affected by this energy. It's part of even our karma. It's part of we lined up here to be here at this time as we're bridging in this new energy. It's like literally a new earth energy that has much more flow with that. It has much more symmetry into it. It has much more harmony, peace. And we've been working on this for many, many, many years, hundreds of thousands of years, to set up these templates to fill in. And now we're in this busy period over the next couple of years of filling in the architecture, filling in the template. So it's like we got the blueprints going on with this, and now we're starting, just like if you were to pull up a house and you start really seeing the house come together, where before it was a dream, it was a blueprint. And this is what's happened to us individually and collectively right now on the earth planes, is by stepping into that, creating a new earth, creating our new self, stepping into the creator part of ourselves, the God part of ourselves, instead of the victim part of ourselves, or that part of us that feels like we are separated from God, source, creator, whatever that means to you. And the more we feel plugged into God's source creator, the more we step beyond the fear of being separated. That separation is our biggest block. When we feel separated from God's source creator, that separation absolutely directs the rest of our energy life force. Because when we feel plugged in, when we feel supported, we energetically are wide open, and we know we are fed by infinite energy, literally clean energy from the earth, from the universe, and not feeding off other people's dramas, other people's fears. And that's how we're usually taught how to feed ourselves energetically. And even think down to physical food. There's a big, the junk food is just really symbolic of how we've been feeding our energy bodies over the last several years, being trained to not eat healthy energy. So we're getting revised physically, mentally, emotionally to eat healthier food, meaning take in healthier energy, meaning get out of dramas, chaos, energies, fear, step in beyond it, step into that fifth elevator, open your heart up and be able to get rid of those blocks, those defenses, and watch yourself be the creator, writing a new script for yourself and writing more fun, more abundance, more health, more everything, more love. How about that? And we'll talk about that. We have open phone lines. We're listening to the Kara Connor Show. And we are going to break, and we'll be back in a short few minutes. Listen to the Kara Connor Show.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients, mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week, stinging nettle. Not simply a plant to avoid brushing up against while in the woods, this plant is an important herb. Harvest fresh with gloves, and you can add this leafy green food to soups, lasagna, or make as a tea. High in minerals such as iron and calcium, nettle leaf has antihistamine and anti-inflammatory effects, so is a good ally for those with seasonal allergies. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show. And I'm Kara O'Connor with you to the top of the hour with those open phone lines. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, sounds like a plan. We have David now calling in from Seattle. And his little dilemma that he's got working for him right now is he didn't go for a particular job that was offered to him, but now he doesn't know what to do as far as should he go for something similar, like in the same area, or something completely different. Let's see what's going on with David. David, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. What's up?
Thanks, Benny. I'm also feeling just, I've always been out of tune with the world. I'll focus on my exercising, meditating, but never speaking of attunements.
Right.
As you were, I just that just occurred to me as well.
Interesting. So what I call it is like you're the part of the ancient old soul group that has come in here on a different vibration. And the paradox is that it's like a wattage. I call it the 100-watt light bulbs that come in, and most of, a lot of people are 50-watt light bulbs. And so the paradox is the 100-watt light bulb, people can, especially when they're younger, feel different, feel like they're, are they out of tune? You know what I mean? But then what we find out is a lot of times that we're more attuned to like the spiritual levels, and not to make it sound hierarchical and that we're better than anybody else, because it's not about that. It's just part of our life experience, right?
Yeah,
and so
definitely.
You were going for a job, and then you decided not to take it? Is that...
Well, it's kind of not what I wanted long-term, and the volunteer, you know, the way to go, and I wanted to find a place, build up the resume, and the place that I'm at right now, or found, doesn't seem to be the one, but I think I've already committed, so I'm going to stay there for a while, and I'll look for something else after. I think that's probably the way I'll have to go.
Okay. All of a sudden, when I'm looking at energy fields, August is huge. Big letter A, and then I'm seeing the word August highlighted. Whenever I see a letter or word getting into this big, like, you know, 30, 40 feet tall, and it's on your right side, that's a significant month for you of finding opportunities. And it seems even that it's almost like the first caller star, where you could, in the July, the second, over the next 2.5 weeks to 3 weeks, you could hear about something that's starting to open, because I'm seeing a revolving door, or starting to, you know, get people, allow people to have an expansion. Something could have been contracted, or they could have just added an extension or expansion part, and that they're starting to have more people come in. So August is your opportunity of being able to flip over, following your, like, commitment now, but it's like energetically you're already out the front of the door. It's like actually, it's kind of interesting, because I'm seeing you taking in, it's like these eggs putting in your basket. So as you finish up this, your commitment now, it's these eggs are like pearls of wisdom. It's like going in there and being the observer, is what I call it, and literally observing people's energy, patterns, behaviors, and all that. And it's feeding your third chakra, because then I see them turning into gold eggs. So it's like taking golden opportunities of what you're observing in life over the next couple of weeks. And then it seems like you're sitting on a nest from August until October, September, November, then you're delivering. And it sounds kind of weird, all these little chickens, but all of that's symbolic of giving birth. And whenever anything turns gold to me, and like a germination process, and I see it, this nest turning into this, it looks like a crystalline rainbow energy that's breathing, that all of that's excellent symbols. And when we're standing on anything or sitting on anything where the root chakra is standing in, that to me is bringing it down to the physical 3D level, where sometimes things are in process. It's germination process. It's a time, cosmic timing kind of deal. And other times it's like a both thing, that we, it's our own karmic thing. And sometimes other times we've sabotaged, you know, stuff. So this is more when I see this gold clock, that's my symbol of cosmic timing, your own karmic timing, and that this whole at rest of the year is a real expansion period, because I'm watching these wings expand in the back of your back in particular, opening up the heart chakra, and as those golden eggs, they turn into seeds, and then I see you in this Johnny Appleseed movement, meaning giving out information, and I'm watching people's crown chakras more open to receiving information than they were even 3 months before, 3 weeks before. So it's a real opening up the period for yourself. And then I watch as you keep on expanding, it's like you can fly, and I'm literally seeing you transfiguring into an eagle. So strong eagle medicine coming in with you, eagle hawk, and that's the ability to help us stay in this straddle the worlds, be in this world, but being able to be connected to the higher dimensions, our spiritual dimensions. And the most important thing, too, is when I see the wings in the back, is to feel that support. It's like feeling the rhythm when I'm watching the whole energy body do this beat. It's like finding our own perfect pitch and our own natural rhythm. We all have it. And if we consider God's Earth Creator's analogy of a grand masterpiece, and what, that we're all a note, and the more that we get connected to that note, feel that note, and then be that note, the more we have rhythm in our life and the synchronistic things, and we just feel so connected that we literally look at life totally different. We cannot not, because the veil is like clearing from our eyes. literally our physical, mental, emotional eyes. So that's what I'm watching going on with you, David. And I'm watching a stamp that says long overdue, then I'm seeing you even at 7 months in utero to 9 months. It's like your energy is cocooned, and there's a real sense of this physical dimension feeling very restricting, you know. And so as the energies are coming down, you're going to really feel that expansion plate, piece where you haven't felt since you were 7 to 9 months in this earth plane. So you're going through this whole period over the next, again, 7 to 9 months, even the next 7 to 9 years of just feeling what it feels like. It's almost like I could take this apparatus breathing thing off, like a scuba dive equipment, to dive down into the 3D plane, and it feels much more at home than it did before, because I'm watching you before feeling kind of lost in space on the earth plane. That's whenever I see that symbol, it's like energetically feeling, again, disconnected. That's part of that old soul, ancient soul signature that's very common for that kind of soul group. So the rebirthing process has absolutely begun. Pay attention to seeing feathers in different places, because I'm seeing those being placed for you. And that's just a sign from spirit that they're in and around during this growth period for yourself. All righty.
Thanks so much, Carrie.
You're welcome. You're welcome, David. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. You too. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, David, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll take Mari. She's calling in from Kirkland now. She has a question about her daughter. Apparently, Aaron, her daughter, has been hanging out with the bad crowd. A little bit of the naughty items going on behind, a little bit of drinking, so forth. She's looking for some help. That would be Mari. So, Mari, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie, and
hi.
First of all, I want to tell you how lovely your readings are. It's beautiful, just inspiring. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, what's going on with Erin?
Well, Erin, she's kind of been in sort of a spiral from teenage. She's 20 now, and she's been in a couple of car accidents. The last one was pretty big, but fortunately, there were no big injuries. But it was due to drinking and. She just hangs out with a group of kids who are not going anywhere, and our family, we're all concerned. We don't know what to do, how much to take a hard stand, and you get the picture.
Yeah, I do. What I'm watching, there's part...
So,
I was just going to say, there's a part of her, it was just like what I was talking to David, she's part of that ancient soul, old soul group, but the paradox is that ancient soul, old soul can feel like they... don't belong, so then they go toward the, you know, they explore different groups and to try to figure out where they fit in, right? And especially from 20 to 21, I'm watching her whole third chakra. It looks like a black dot in the center of it. That's not necessarily a block. It's more of like a place. It looks like the void, right? And so think of it's her place right now of filling in the void. And when she feels the void, then she feels like I watch her chakra turn into like a donut hole that she could feel lost in, again, expanding to different people, walking on the edge, that she feels accepted there. Then I'm watching this energetic life preserver going around her third chakra that's giving her this energetic support. And so you're doing this dance where you could put it, have to kind of put more of the boundaries down and just, like, say, you know what, if you do this, you're not going to get, you know, car insurance or car or whatever, that kind of deal. And I'm just watching, you know, when to put the law down and when to kind of step back. When to put the law down, when to step back. Her whole head is opening up, her third chakra, where she's starting to really more connect the accountability, responsibility for actions. And so actions, behavior, responsibility in a way that's like an old soul way, where we're all having to take accountability and responsibility of how we direct our energy. And children are just little... smaller beings, energetic beings. And so she's really at this period where her feet are at a 90-degree angle on the left side and the right side, so she's feeling split. But the bottom line, the more she fills in that third chakra energy, connecting herself to this, like, very much crystalline rainbow kind of energy. She's like this, a lot of the indigos are going through this color change right now. It's like an upgrade where they're pulling in more crystalline energy, which is very good for them. So she's going to feel the difference is what the bottom line is, especially over the next 6 months in particular. And then when I watch that energetic safety net or life preserve around her, there's a strong paternal grandfather that's saying to her, hey, I'm watching over her. And this life preserver gives her a sense of literal physical security, which is a good thing. But I'm seeing her having to make some decisions, especially when it comes to September, because I'm watching all these nines over her heads where it looks like she's putting the group of people behind her. And it could be real something in the middle of August where something in the group scares her, where let's say she was home for some reason or she couldn't go out one night, and then all of a sudden either a bunch of her friends got in trouble or that I don't see her physically there, but it really opens up her eyes, right? And all of a sudden she's like, wow. And then I also noticed that she's looking at them different, like noticing their asymmetrical energy, and that they, whenever I see the symbol of nails on a chalkboard, like she's starting to notice that their energy that she could have been drawn, because they were different kind of energy signatures, and a lot of them have that old soul signature too. Like the Calamine kids that did the shooting, they had a lot of indigo energy, but it's how they directed their life force. So when she's starting to put those on the left side, it's her saying, I'm putting these people in the past and starting to realize that I can't handle the energy. And there is some real eye-opening for her that the life preserver has her be not in a situation, but it's enough of a shake-up for that core group where it really opens up everybody's eyes. And I'm not saying somebody's going to die, but it's really if somebody could get busted and really have a judge come down on them big time, you know what I mean? And it's enough that breaks that foundation of that core group is what I'm seeing, this crack in the foundation. And then Erin opens up again her eyes, and then all of a sudden that void starts getting filled in. So anything that you could do to have her fill in her void. My daughter just turned 19, and that she had a similar period like this during when she was 18. I said, Taylor, you know what? You really have to take accountability, responsibility, and it's ultimately your choice of how you want to direct your life force. And so I could be here, I could be supportive, but you have to make the decisions, and there's always consequences with decisions. And so she, you know, kind of did the little walk in the well, so, but then turned around. And when I see somebody's face over, my daughter's face is over your Erin's face, that means that similar things happening to your daughter. So, and Taylor's wonderful. She's made out just fine. She's in college. She's doing great. She's just a beautiful soul. So Erin's stepping into that same energy, okay?
When you say to support, you know, to support her and filling in, like, what do you mean exactly by that?
I would sometimes, Marley, it's like talking to her energetically, because knowing that we can't infringe, because I know for myself, especially when she was doing decisions that I didn't approve of or thought that it was not the right way, you know, that I was infringing on her energy. And that one time I saw a view of myself, like, really pushing her in a corner. It was kind of bullying. That was very eye-opening for me, because as a mother, I thought I was being passionate and being supportive, and of course I have to take care of my baby, blah, blah. And then it's really taught me how to hold space, meaning sometimes talking energetically where they hear it, and especially the crystal kids, they absolutely hear the communication. And so it's like if you don't get into the arm wrestling of the human conversation where they start doing the arm wrestling with you. And leading by an energetic example is the biggest thing we all can do. So when we're walking our talk, when we're like glowing, that energy speaks more than any physical words, literally. It absolutely wakes the child up. We're living by example, and we're energetically opening like the elevator button door that they could start living the same way. So that's the best thing that we could do. And sometimes it's like really, I always talk to her about being an energetic being, and if her energetic tubes are snarly, then she's going to be picking up more snarls. And so she's at the age where spirit hands her the calm and says, now it's time for you to get the snarls out, and to realize how much support she has in and around her. Okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you very much,
Carrie. You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day, and thank you for calling. And you're listening to Carrie O'Connor Show, and we're going to be going to our last break of the day, and we'll go back to those phone lines.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867. Or visit bambusa.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
What's for dinner? Well, you won't need to ask that question anymore when you become a Lucky Palate subscriber. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to your home or business throughout the greater Seattle area. So call Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service for more information at 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Delicious, nutritional heat and serve meals answer the question, what's for dinner?
Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour. And we have open phone lines. And speaking of that, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, we'll do. And we have now Cheryl calling in from Auburn, Washington. She's going through some child support issues, and she's having trouble finding the right lawyer. She's already seen one, hasn't really had any success. I mean, she probably has. I'm not going to speak for her, but she just doesn't feel that's the right fit for at the moment. But you know, she wants a little guidance on that. So Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks for talking to me. I'm going through a child support situation, and it looks like possibly it will go to court. I guess that's my other question is, am I getting prepared for something that I don't need to prepare for, or do I need a lawyer? Mm-hmm. And if so, I've got two different choices right now.
Do they have any, in Connecticut, they try to really mediate that out? Because child support is a formula, right? And so it's across the states, you know what I mean? And I know sometimes the formula is different, but because that's the first thing I saw you guys doing is being able to mediate out. You could have to hire, not could, I'm seeing you hire somebody for information, for advice, and as soon as your ex sees that you're serious with that, then all of a sudden when he understands that it's a formula, you know what I mean? That is there any way that he could be hiding money?
Probably. I don't know. I don't have any evidence of it. But
I was just going to say, I mean, like black and white, where my ex is a business owner where he could do a lot of adjusting, right? And it's a family business owner, so they could say, okay, now all of a sudden you got demoted and you're not the owner of a business anymore. You know what I mean? Now you're the, you know, and his father steps in as the president. So, and all of it's legal, you know what I mean? So they do a lot of shifting. So if what I'm seeing is that he's pretty black and white, is that he could be shifting some things, but it's not as blatant as with the example I just gave you, right? Correct?
Certainly could be, although he is employed by a company, so you can't do anything about that.
That's what I'm trying to get at, that he is not able to, like, hide millions or whatever, you know what I mean, that he can't adjust this and have somebody else take over because he works for a company. He has to show stubs and all that stuff, and so everything, bottom line, show ends up being pretty cut and dry, right? And so I'm watching you get the advice of somebody, and then it hits him. It, like, dawns on him saying, you know what, it's like it's readjustment period, and it's very common for things to be readjusted as kids get older or when people get raises and things are getting adjusted. So this is a readjustment period. And going in with that attitude of this is a readjustment period, circumstances have changed and stuff like that. At first I'm seeing him wincing and, like, trying to play economy. You know what I mean? Like, the economy's tough. They're not hiring. They're not doing this. There's not any raises, blah, 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 blah. And so that's, like, the wincing. And there is something that he thinks that he's got it in his back pocket that I have heard across the states, because of the economy, that the courts are looking at a little bit easier than they did in the years before. They could really go down after, like, the deadbeat dad kind of thing. But then I watch the wince leave in his face, then he realizes that he has to do something with it because he's energetically backed in the corner, and then I see him handing over. And so, and then I'm watching you guys between. It doesn't look like a court case because you both realize if you go to court, it's going to end up costing you both more. You know what I mean? It's going to end up costing, mm-hmm. like, how much would it take to go to court? You know what I mean? And because that is a very lengthy, can be expensive the more you go there. So it looks like it heads more toward, again, mediation. And I do see that there's a part. Did somebody, the last lawyer that you went to that you didn't really care for, did they give you the formula, or were you able to figure out the numbers and it was just like a bitter pill to swallow? Is there something along those lines?
They did give me a packet. That's mm-hmm. true. Part of what he's really upset about is that he verbally decided he was going to pay me less, and mm-hmm. and for all these years he should have been paying me more, and so there's a back amount due. Okay. And that's what he's really, really upset about.
Okay. All right, so that's where I could be seeing his face wincing, right? And that's where I could mm-hmm. see that he feels like he's backed in the corner because he realizes that him deciding verbally, hey, I'm going to decide to do less. And how come he thinks he could get away with the back support, though? There's a sense of that.
Well, because I forgave part of the debt before it even went to him.
Okay.
And so he's saying that because I forgave it, that I agreed with it, but that's not true.
Gotcha. That's where, again, he could, he gets where he thinks that that's in the back pocket, she agreed with it, and I could even prove it, because if she agreed with this and she forgave this, why wouldn't she forgive the whole thing, right? Bottom line, when he realizes that he's in the back corner, when he's in the corner, and that he is going to have to be paying more, you guys come to an agreement before it goes to a whole big court thing, because again he looks at the cost of what it's going to be, and it's just pain when it comes down to it. Your children, it's responsibility and accountability. Our children need to be supported, and they need to be supported appropriately. For it's literally a formula. So I'm watching the formula getting adjusted and him adjusting to it. So getting the information from the lawyer and backing off, but then it seems like the lawyer again disappears or like a mediator steps in. So that's inquiring the information and then having sometimes that also means like their paralegal does the bottom work. They don't have to have the lawyer exactly in court to do that kind of stuff, or an assistant, something along those lines. But I'd get the information, and again, he winces, but he ends up understanding that he's going to have to pay. And things, as soon as it starts really rolling, it rolls very quickly. So you could be feeling like stalled or contracted now, but as soon as he realizes that he gets that wince over and he feels like there's nowhere to go, it's like a trapped animal. He can hear a story from some guy that really got had back child support thing where a judge could have slapped on an extra whatever for punitive things. You know what I mean? Or is that somebody could say, you know what, it was forgiven, but she didn't have to. So he's that's when things start really speeding up. So it's going to be
okay.
in your corner, okay? And I'm here on my cue. You're welcome, Cheryl. Have a great day, and keep up the faith. Keep up, everything's going to be fine. I believe I'm hearing my music, my cue. Here, we're at the top of this hour, and that means end of the show. So may you align with the divine, and I'll talk to you next week.